You know that Father Carlos and I and Father Dat and the priests that have been serving here at Resurrection since 2002, we belong to a religious order called the Scalabrinians. The official name is Missionaries of St. Charles. Because when our founder, Scalabrini, there's a portrait of him over there, when he founded the community, he chose St. Charles Borromeo as our patron. Now, Charles Borromeo was from a very wealthy and powerful family, the Borromeo family, who were also related to the Medici family, the great family from Florence. So when he was chosen to be a bishop, Charles Borromeo, he decided to detach himself from all possessions and powers, and he chose as his episcopal motto, humilitas, the Latin word for humility. So that's also the emblem that we Scalabrinians use all over the world, humilitas. And so there's a joke going around among us Scalabrinians. We say when it comes to knowledge and study, we are not like the Jesuits. When it comes to good works, we are not like the Franciscans. When it comes to preaching, we are not as good as the Dominicans. When it comes to humility, we are the tops. There's nobody humbler than us. Today, first reading in the Gospel speak of humility. Jesus had been invited by a Pharisee, interesting, to have dinner at his house, together with many other important people. Now, we know that Jesus loved having dinner with sinners. He went to Matthew's house and joined a multitude of tax collectors and sinners, and he was criticized because of it. He invited himself at Zacchaeus' house, another sinner. Actually, Jesus had a reputation. If you remember, according to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, verse 33, says, John the Baptist came neither eating food nor drinking wine, and you said he was possessed by a demon. The Son of Man, Jesus, came eating and drinking, and you call him a glutton and a drunkard. I am proud to be a disciple of Jesus, of not John the Baptist. I'm kidding. Well, why this open table ministry by Jesus? Because a good banquet, good food, are a powerful symbol of what God wants for us. God created us for love, to share with us divine life. He invites us to be nourished, fully satisfied, to participate in the joy and the pleasure of sharing with Him and with each other fulfillment, satisfaction, communion, happiness. And where else in human affairs do we find a better foretaste of this than in having a nice meal together? Mind you, I'm not talking about fast food. Not a lonely meal at a lonely table in a restaurant. No, nothing like that. But the family gathered around dinner table, sharing not only food but good conversation, laughter, intimacy, good relationships. Food brings us together like nothing else can do. And that's why Jesus loved sitting down at table with saints and sinners alike. Today we read that he was invited by a Pharisee. A great opportunity, apparently, for a good conversation. But we read the people there were observing him carefully. They were not talking to him, listening to him. They were observing, spying on him, keeping their distance in an attitude of suspicion. They focused so much on him that they let their guard down. They were not careful in disguising their own motives, their attitude of pride. What they were looking for were places of honor, and Jesus saw that. And the host who had invited them was not doing this just out of his own goodness. He expected something in return. He invited those who could repay him. Maybe he could say a good word. Maybe he could be in the spotlight for a while. In the Greek culture, the Hellenistic culture, humility was considered weakness. Ambition, instead, was exalted and rewarded. It seems to me that our culture is back to those times. We celebrate ambition, social climbers, pushy go-getters. While we might root for the underdog, no one ever aspires to be an underdog. However, in biblical mentality, humility is a virtue. In today's first reading from the book of Sirach, conduct your affairs with humility. Humble yourself the more, the greater you are. Jesus offered his own example when he said, "Learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart." And in today's gospel, he says, "The one who humbles himself will be exalted." Pride is a vice, is one of the seven deadly sins. Mind you, there is such a thing as good, healthy pride. When you are proud of having accomplished good goals, good deeds. But there's also such a thing as a neurotic pride. When a person is obsessed with honors, wants to be admired, being better than the others. You know that according to Christian tradition, the very first sin was the sin of pride. Lucifer, who was an angel endowed with incredible beauty, fell in love with himself and turned against God, became self-centered, infatuated with his own beauty. So that was the very first rebellion against God. Commenting on this, St. Augustine said, "Pride transformed angels into demons. Humility transforms humans into angels." So the Pharisees were spying at Jesus. Why? Well, that's always the attitude of the proud, the self-important people. They always spy on others. Why? Because their self-worth depends on it. They need to compare themselves with others. They need to see how they score in the competition of life. They don't strive for greatness, just to be greater than the other person. They don't attempt to accomplish great things, just to do better than others, or at least to look better. They live to be seen. They would never do anything good if nobody cared, nobody was paying attention. Now, humility is the antidote of pride, because humility is not putting yourself down, is not having low self-esteem or thinking you are good for nothing. True humility, instead, is freedom from self-preoccupation, freedom from wearing a mask or putting on a facade, freedom to be truly yourself. You know, there's a story about a man who went to the doctor and said, "Look, I have these excruciating headaches." The doctor asked him, "Is it because you drink too much? How dare you?" He said, "I am a man of integrity. I never drink, don't smoke, no drugs. I'm honest. I don't gossip. Society needs more people like me." And so the doctor said, "Oh, I know what it is. You have your halo on too tight. That's why you have headaches." Now, the guest at the dinner offered by the Pharisee, attended by Jesus, had an inflated notion of their own worth. They were completely self-absorbed. But also, their host was so, the leading Pharisee. He was after retribution. He was after reciprocity. "I'm treating you to dinner. What do I get in return?" See, the center of attention, The center of gravity is once again himself. But the book of Sirach, today's first reading, says that only the humble will find favor with God. The proud person is searching for honor for himself and will use others for that purpose. The humble person wants to honor God and serve others. The humble person does good for goodness' sake, not for what's in it for him. So, brothers and sisters, humility, a great virtue. Maybe we can discover it's important once again. You know, humility is the virtue that stops us from wanting to be better than others so that we might focus to be better for others and for God. So let us today take home with us this invitation, this challenge. The greater you are, the humbler you should be. Humility, a great virtue for us.